Good morning, everyone. Very welcome again along another Wednesday morning to a daily devotional from Valley Baptist Church. It's the 12th of August, whenever you should be watching this. And the more observant amongst you this morning will maybe notice that the cucumber plants behind me are no longer just the green, leafy, healthy plants that they once were. A couple of weeks ago, since we were out here in the greenhouse, and the plants have been decimated really by some sort of disease or insect attack. Not really sure what exactly it was. I did, of course, Google it, as the phrase goes, to see their advice as to what could be the problem. And I came back with an answer that it could be one of five things. And when I had decided which one it was, then it gave advice on what to do. So I don't think that was much of an answer, to be honest. Five possibilities, all the same symptoms. And it was going to be a bit of a guessing game as just to how to treat them. So I picked one that I thought was maybe the most likely, which was wee small spiders, and I picked off the fruit, whatever there was, and gave them a spray for insects, and time will tell if it works. But this had me thinking, of course, that we've become so accustomed now to that phrase, have you googled it, whenever there's something we need to know, that it seems to be the norm now. And fair play, fair enough, if you're needing a bit of a pointer at times, then you can usually get help on it. So it does if it's just as at times. But I was thinking upon this, where do we go to in life's journey? A journey that began in our mother's womb and that will end whenever the days allotted to us by eternal God come to an end. During that time of physical growing, none of us knows what a day is going to bring forth. None can say of a certainty what will happen tomorrow. And we've seen there that catastrophe last week in Beirut, where I'm sure those affected had plans for the rest of the day, plans for the next day and the days after that, and all in a moment were wiped out by that explosion of a fertilizer. And so many people lost their lives, and so many people have been injured, and some are still missing, in fact, and it's a real catastrophe. Where do we look for help in times like these, and times like we're at ourselves at the moment with the COVID-19, and we see, you know, with the lockdown starting, there's wee pockets of flare-ups showing here and there, and it's by no means gone away. But we are, of course, thankful that we've been able to open the church again, and we're just looking again to the Lord in that. But Psalm 121, I wanted to turn to this morning. It was one of my father's favourite psalms. We're surrounded by hills here as we look out across the country. Even though, you know, whenever he was coming near the end of his life and he was confused after having a stroke and stuff, you know, and he maybe wouldn't have understood anything else, but he understood whenever he read these verses to him. So I just want us to read Psalm 121 together. And this is the word of the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. And we know that God will bless the reading of his word. But in the journey of life, as we most certainly need help through it, our eyes are to look upward, to look up upon the hills and the mountains that remind us of our Creator God. And in verse 2, the psalmist spells it out clearly that our help doesn't come from the actual mountains, but it cometh from the Lord. By God all things consist and exist. God is not idle. We remember when Elijah was contending with the false prophets of Baal. He joked with them that perhaps their gods were asleep. But our God neither slumbers nor sleeps. Our God will give us sure footing. And yes, the way might be hard and the mountains might not be easy to scale. But below us and round about us are the everlasting arms and a rock that will not move, will never move. The Lord is our keeper. David has been taking us through Psalm 23, and it's the Lord who is the keeper of the flock, not an hireling who in the day of trouble will run off and abandon the sheep. But the Lord will give protection day and night. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. None of us are guaranteed a life free from trials, free from illness, free from difficulties, or even free from viruses. And to use these verses to say that we won't have these difficulties is to entirely take them out of context. The Lord shall preserve our soul. The part of us that never dies, that can never be destroyed physically. Our soul will live on eternally. And for the child of God, that will be in his presence and God's presence. But for those who die without repentance and without a personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it will be in hell eternally and never ending. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Not entirely sure what the psalmist had in mind here. Possibly Deuteronomy 28 verse 6 says, "Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out." That chapter begins with God's blessings for obedience. But it ends with warnings of the consequences of disobedience to God's word. So a blessing of obedience to God's commands. When we have our eyes lifted up to the one from whence cometh our help. God's word, the Bible, should be the place that we find our guidance in. You know, tells me why my cucumbers are diseased, because cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Because of the curse we have these things in the world that we live in. But God's word will strengthen us. It will guide us, uphold us, and deliver us by his power, by God's power. And we should turn to God's word for our guidance. John 6 verses 68 and 69. Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." I trust that this morning, if you're listening in, that's your position, trusting in the Lord Jesus, the Son of the living God. So thanks again this morning for taking the time to join in with us for another devotional. And we'll just again commit this day unto the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow to thank you that thou art the one unto whom we can lift our eyes, Lord. we can get our eyes fixed on thee, our focus fixed on thee, our thoughts fixed on thee, and the God who created this world, and the God who keeps it. And you are, Lord, the God who sent thine only Son into this world to be our Saviour, to pay the price of our sin, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for remission of sin through him. And Father, we thank you this morning that our faith and confidence is in thee through his finished work, Lord, on Calvary, for each one who has trusted in Christ as Saviour. Lord, we commit this day unto thee. We pray that you'll guide us and keep us, direct our steps, Lord, we pray. We thank you, Lord, for last week, for the Holiday Bible Club. We pray on, Lord, for that ministry that went into so many homes, Lord. And we thank you for the seed that was sown there. And Father, we continue to look to thee for a harvest for thy kingdom, Lord, for thy glory, that the name of the Lord Jesus might be lifted high. And Father, we just pray for all those who need thy touch through illness, through loneliness, Lord. And we pray that you'll be their portion this day. Pray that they'll know thy help. And Father, for all those again who continue to work in the front line against this virus, Father, we pray your continued hand of protection upon them. And we do pray, Lord, that you will rid this world of this virus, Lord, that we can meet again freely and one with another. So, Father, be with us this day and guide us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, folks. Amen.